Spangle Buzz, a show featuring interviews with noteworthy ISU alumni, students, faculty, and friends. This program is dedicated to exploring and celebrating the individual stories and accomplishments of Bengals.
Program support for KISU's Bengal Buzz is provided by a grant from ISU Credit Union. With offices in Idaho Falls, Blackfoot, Burley, and Pocatello, ISU Credit Union provides a full line of services for financial solutions, including home, auto and RV loans, and credit cards, plus over 5,000 shared branches nationwide and much more. Bengal Buzz, supported by ISU Credit Union. You've never seen banking like this.
Now the host of Bengal Buzz, Ryan Sargent.
Good evening and welcome to Bengal Buzz. My name is Ryan Sargent, your host. I'm the alumni director here at Idaho State, and I could not be more excited to be on the air again this fall. This is our sixth season of Bengal Buzz. I can't believe that we've been going for that long, but as I look back on all the interviews we've done and the good experiences we've had through this radio show, I am so excited that it's still on the air today and that we get to do this for another academic year. But it's an extra exciting time here at Idaho State because students returned to school just a few weeks ago. It's great to have people back on campus. And of course, Idaho State offering in-person classes. Doors are open again, which is a great thing for all of us here on campus. And I think for the broader Pocatello community. But I'm so excited because of my guest that I've got tonight. She is our new 1901 Student Alumni Association president, Clara Doe. Thanks for being on the show tonight.
Hi, Ryan. Thanks for having me. I'm really honored to be on here.
Yeah, well, I'm honored to have you on the show. So you were saying that this is your first time ever on the radio. Is that right?
Yes, this is my first talk show ever, and I'm very excited.
Yeah, you'll do a great job. Once we start taking the live phone calls, it'll get even more lively.
Awesome. Okay, yeah. Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from?
Yes. Yeah. So I'm from Rigby, Idaho, and that's not a very big town. It's up 1 hour north from Pocatello. Uh-huh. And there's not much to do in Rigby, but great thing is it's 15 minutes away from Idaho Falls and about the same amount of time from Ricksburg. So it's near these big places to do things. So that's definitely the weekend entertainment to go and eat at restaurants and hang out at the mall and stuff like that in the Greenbelt as well.
People still do that? They go down and hang out at the Grand Teton?
Yes. And... Well, as a teenager, that's really all you can do. Yeah.
Yeah. Very cool. Very cool. So tell us about Rigby. Tell us about growing up in Rigby.
So Rigby, again, is a small town, and I wasn't very involved in high school, which is why college was such a great time because I just got a lot of freedom. My mom was a little overprotective, as moms are, but I love her for that. Yeah, for sure. But yeah, I mean, there wasn't much to do in Rigby.
Did you spend your whole childhood in Rigby?
Yeah, so I was actually born in Kansas. Okay. Yes, and my mom moved to Rigby just to get a new life.
Okay, mm-hmm. Just sick of the Midwest, huh?
Yeah.
How'd she choose Rigby of all places?
Well, she knew people here, and we have Vietnamese. Uh-huh. Vietnamese American, and she had a small Vietnamese community here, and they were originally in the Midwest, but then they moved to Idaho for some reason, and she just wanted to follow them.
Really?
So, yeah.
Oh, how cool. How cool. All right, so you grew up in Rigby for the most part. Graduated from Rigby High School?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Okay, awesome. And
go Trojans.
Go Trojans.
2018. Yeah, in 2018.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. State championship that year, right?
Yes, actually, In 2020, this year, too.
Well, in basketball.
In football. It was 2020.
Oh, last year, yeah, 2019. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, very cool. So what made you decide to go to Idaho State?
Well, it was kind of far enough away where I felt like I could be kind of independent, but close enough that if my mom needed help or if I wanted to visit my mom, then I could go back home. Again, Rigby is an hour away from Pocatello, so definitely distance, but also affordability. Mm-hmm. I don't come from a very affluent family, and so Idaho State was very affordable. Yeah, and I got scholarships from Idaho State, so.
Yeah, all a good deal, right?
For sure, yeah. And I just
scholarships far enough from home that you're independent, but close enough that you could drive home for a weekend or whatever.
And I've been loving it here at Idaho State. I've made a lot of new memories and friends, and it's just I love it here.
And what year in school are you?
Yes, I'm a junior now. It's my third year, And I'm majoring in sociology with a concentration in criminology.
Very cool. So yeah. What drew you to sociology?
Yeah, so I've always been interested in careers where I can help people. Of course, there are a ton of careers that can help people, right? Before sociology, I was a nursing major and then a dental hygiene major.
Really?
Yes. And although those are all great honorable careers, and I did well in the prereq classes, I just felt like I wanted to go more into the social aspect of things.
Cool.
And so I have this desire to protect people, protect Americans, fight for human rights, and just to bring justice to those who have been mistreated, specifically with human trafficking. So did you know that Pornhub is the largest American porn site in the United States, right?
Okay.
Yeah, and we've discovered that the videos uploaded on Pornhub, they aren't filtered necessarily, so that means that we found out that people have been human trafficked and they post that on Pornhub.
Really?
Yes, and so that's definitely not consensual at all.
Uh-huh.
And victims have come out and tried to talk about how they've been mistreated, but Pornhub just doesn't care.
So, really?
Yes.
So is this a recent development or?
No, so we figured it out a few years ago. Definitely. And so definitely trying to work in organizations possibly to fight human trafficking or in the FBI.
Very cool. That's the career path you want to
get
into. Okay.
Yes.
So I saw on social media a couple weeks ago, there were some anti-human trafficking kind of fundraisers going on
right.
All throughout Pocatello
and
probably everywhere. Were you involved with
I wasn't aware of that.
Okay.
Was it a few weeks ago?
Yeah, a few weeks ago. I think it was... I can't remember what it's called, the Underground Railroad or something. Was the organization something like that?
A few weeks ago, I might have been in Rigby.
Oh, okay.
So, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
That is interesting, though. Cool. I'm going to want to look into that.
Yeah.
Thanks for bringing it up.
I'll just send you links. I'm sorry. I don't know more details.
But, you're good.
It sounded like a pretty active movement in Pocatello to try to do what we can around here.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So.
It's scary that human trafficking is really a big... It's actually a very big problem in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, it's not something that I've thought about a whole lot until recently. It seems like people are talking about it more. What's the, how does it happen?
How does human trafficking happen? So sometimes people need jobs, right? They're very poor. They need jobs, and so there are organizations who promise them that, hey, you'll get jobs in America, and so the people who are very poor, they're like, okay, well, I don't really have any other opportunities.
Sure.
So I'll say yes. So yes, you'll bring me to America and you'll pay for my housing and my expenses. So they bring them over to America, but then it's really just a lie, really.
Uh-huh.
And they're kept in houses or, just not treated humanely. And then they're just sexually abused and recorded and videos
are put.
Awful. That's just one segue.
Mm-hmm.
That's just one, one way.
Yeah, that's absolutely horrible. So for those of you just tuning in, we're with Clara Doe. She is a junior here at Idaho State, the president of the 1901 Student Alumni Association. We're excited to have her tonight. So you mentioned that you started off studying nursing and then dental hygiene. How'd you get introduced to sociology, or was it always just something in the back of your mind?
So sophomore year was definitely a time where I didn't really know what I was doing. I think nursing was my fallback plan. I know I want to help people, but it was just a career so that I wouldn't say I didn't know what to do necessarily.
Yeah, you want to move forward with something.
Yeah, I didn't want to just take gen eds. And so I think sophomore year, I was really digging into what I really wanted to do. That's when I fell back into researching on the internet. What are some, human rights movements and human trafficking and also just rights of the unborn.
Sure. So tell us a little bit about your most engaging class in sociology.
So I only started taking deeply integrated sociology classes this year. So I've only taken sociology 101, but one class that really pointed me toward this major was child maltreatment. So child abuse and child neglect.
Uh-huh.
And we learned a lot about the psychology of children and some of the abuses that can happen in the home, which also And then one of the chapters talked about human trafficking or child trafficking. So that particular chapter was very interesting.
Cool.
To me.
Very cool. Well, tell us what else you've done at Idaho State.
Yes. So I was a new student orientation leader for 2 years in 2019 and this year as well. And that was very, very fun. Yeah. New student orientation is basically a group of leaders that help welcome the new students to Idaho State. And we do a ton of activities. This year, we weren't able to because of COVID. Mm-hmm. But last year in 2019, we did things like slip and slide and bangle bash and party at the pond. And those are really just events to help new students come and get to know each other and explore the campus and have fun.
Very cool.
Yes.
And you did do things this year, though, right? It was just moved virtually.
Yeah, so it was mostly getting to know students and informing them about university, COVID precautions, but we didn't really do any activities, unfortunately. But Bert Barber does a great job of organizing the events. She did her best this year.
And it's been a unique year for sure. But I see a lot of stuff kind of in the same vein, the week of welcome, walk-through lunches, and the student org fair has been spread out through several days. So you have fewer booths at the same time, but still give everyone the opportunity to learn about clubs and organizations. What else have you done since you've been here?
Yeah, so I also like to, when the opportunity comes, I like to invite my friends to help volunteer at events. So like the Student Involvement Center and ASISU and AmeriCorps, they all come together and they make events for students to come and volunteer at ISU. So like Turner Day, which was, I invited a couple of friends and we cleaned up the trails around Red Hill, and it was just super fun. It's really, if you bring friends, it's very fun to volunteer. Yes.
Well, and the hill looks great. I don't
know. Yes, thank you.
How many of our listeners got the chance to, you know, hike Red Hill this summer? If you haven't done it, you ought to do it this fall. It's beautiful up there. The trail is very clean. You see the Busco Park Monument, which is normally all overgrown, but it looks gorgeous. You guys did a great job.
Yes, thank you. Yeah. So volunteering is very fun, especially with friends. And also I'm involved with the Bengal Catholics because I'm Catholic, and I'm trying to get more involved this year. They do a lot of things. Their director, Dave, he is very on top of...
Yeah, we've actually had Dave on the show to
awesome.
Talk about it. So
okay.
He's a great guy.
Yeah, he really is. So. Really is. Very positive all around.
Yeah.
And also I am the 1901 Student Alumni President this year as well.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah, so I'm dedicating a lot of time to boost the club, the vision of it, and just like the initiatives and the goals.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about 1901. I mean, I've said 1901, the Student Alumni Association, which kind of gives a description, but let's dive a little deeper. What exactly is 1901? How are you involved with the Alumni Association? What's its role on campus?
Right, so 1901 Student Alumni Association is the liaison between the student body and the Alumni Association. So we're a group of students who try to get the alumni to mentor students, but also we also try to incorporate ISU tradition and history and improve the campus through beautification projects. Mm-hmm. And so definitely trying to boost ISU pride in general. Overall.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And 1901's done some pretty impressive things in the past. It was established originally, in 2014, when the original Red Hill Eye was removed from the hill. 1901 was this student movement to get an eye back up on the hill, again, restoring tradition and making sure that ISU's history and culture is preserved. I know that 1901's worked on class gifts, right?
Right.
Tell us about a couple of those.
Yes. So one of the class gifts was establishing the decal of Bengal eyes on the side of Rendezvous. That was real cool. It got a lot of great feedback.
Yeah. Extremely noticeable. And kind of set the precedent for the rest of campus, which now we have decals on lots of buildings.
Right.
But,
yes.
But that was the first.
Yes. We also brought back the tradition to ring the bell, the victory bell at homecoming games. Anytime our football team would score a touchdown. So that's very fun to do.
Yeah. So when you see the students down there with the bell, sometimes it's with a four-wheeler, sometimes it's not, but always the bell down there ringing and getting the student section riled up and keeping that tradition alive. You know, I've talked to some alumni that really do care about that tradition. They talk about how when we used to play football in the old Spud Bowl, which is Davis Field now, that there was a fraternity that put the bell on that same bell on a wagon.
Really?
And would run the wagon up and down the field after touchdowns, ringing it. And so it really is a restoration of kind of a cool tradition from the 50s and 60s.
For sure, yeah.
What else? I know that you've purchased a trailer for students' use that the alumni, you know, 1901's also gracious enough to allow the Alumni Association to use.
Yes, that's a beautiful trailer.
You've headed up the student tailgates for the past several years up at the football games.
Yes, we paint faces and we cook hot dogs and hamburgers for students. It's very fun all around. We get students hyped up before the football games.
Yeah, very cool. For those of you who may just be tuning in, you're listening to Bengal Buzz. My name's Ryan Sargent. We're glad to have you with us. Our guest tonight is Clara Doe. She is the president of 1901 and a junior here at Idaho State. Tell us about your plans this year for 1901.
So we're definitely trying to, again, boost the pride of the students, because with COVID, I'm noticing that the new freshmen, they're wanting more events that allow them to show their pride, right, and be more involved in campus. And so definitely getting members together, enjoying their company, and telling them about ISU history and traditions, and getting them excited for homecoming this spring.
Very cool. So football, of course, will be played in the spring, as well as all of our other fall sports. We'll also have the traditional winter sports played this spring. So it's going to be a busy springtime for you guys.
For sure.
Lots of basketball and football games to rile up the student section at.
We're very excited.
So for the students that may be listening and wanting to get involved in 1901, what's the best way for them to do that?
For sure. So definitely follow our Instagram page, which is ISU1901. It's our new Instagram page. And also contact me at my email, doclar@isu.edu. That is spelled D-O-C-L-A-R-A @isu.edu.
Do you have any plans for a class gift this year?
Yes, so we're hoping to get the stairs in Rendezvous, the big stairs. We're hoping to get the ISU sign kind of decaled on the side. I think that would be really cool.
Yeah, that would look neat. Mm-hmm. So I've seen that at some high schools and stuff like that. It does look very cool.
That or renew the Bengalize on the side of Rendezvous, which was taken down this year.
Yeah, they had run their lifetime course, which I think is 4 or 5 years. And we have a new Bengal anyway, so it's a good time to update if that's what we need to do. How might alumni get involved with 1901? What's the best way for our alumni listeners? You know, you mentioned in the past that 1901's hosted student alumni lunches and kind of mentorship things. Are those going to happen at all this fall with COVID?
Yeah, so with COVID, there might be restrictions on that, but we are thinking, Ryan did mention People Grove, which is a platform to help the alumni connect with students via chats or video cams. And so maybe looking into People Grove to help alumni connect with students.
So kind of moving those.
Digital.
More digital.
Yes.
Awesome. Very cool. And you can always get involved with the Alumni Association, which is a great avenue to meet 1901 students at alumni.isu.edu/alumni. It's the best way to sign up for your free membership there. So, Clara, I know that you also do a lot of work with first-generation college students. And, you know, we have a lot of listeners who are parents that have children that, you know, want to help their kids be as successful as possible in getting into and succeeding at school. We also, I'm sure, have some high school kids that are probably in the same boat you were a few years ago, wondering where to go to school and what to do. Tell us what you do for those first-generation students and what your advice would be for kind of that demographic that's thinking about going to school?
Right. So I work for TRIO, and that's the student support service at ISU, and I'm a peer mentor for educational talent search. So I work with TRIO students, and that's really helping high school seniors get knowledge for FAFSA and scholarships and just the college application process to help them smoothly transition to college. And so maybe some of my advice for parents would be to definitely be open-minded when students come to you for help for FAFSA. I know FAFSA can be very scary.
You better define what that is. I'm not everyone knows what that is.
So FAFSA is the free application for student aid. It's basically a government application that allows students to apply to financial aid to help them for college. And FAFSA can help you with thousands of dollars to go to college. So it's a great application and it's free. So
yeah, very cool.
Yes. So definitely with parents being open-minded and willing to help students fill that out, because taxes can be a very stressful part for students and they don't really know. So.
Yeah. And you're a first generation college student yourself.
Yes.
What have you done personally to be so successful at ISU?
Definitely getting involved as much as possible, like tapping into the campus resources. ISU definitely offers a lot of resources. The Career Center that helps with resumes. I've gone there a couple times to help with resumes for the summertime. I gone to the Counseling Center and the Student Success Center also, which helps with math tutoring and a bunch of other tutoring, like English tutoring as well. So definitely taking advantage of the resources at ISU, reaching out to advisors and mentors, because you're not alone as a first-generation college student, especially with TRIO. We have a lot of resources for you to help you succeed.
And a lot of these services are available to all students,
right?
Like the writing lab, and the math center, and, and everything. You can get the help you need no matter whether you're a first-generation college student or not.
Well, my tip is definitely to get involved and to reach out, because you were definitely not alone.
Yeah. When you came to school, did you have many classmates from Rigby?
No, not really.
Okay.
No.
So you've really had to
branch out.
Yeah.
Yes. It's been... It takes a little courage, but the people at Idaho State are very friendly. The professors care about you. If you care about your education, they really want to help you succeed. And one particular mentor that I want to give a shout out to is Guillermo Rea.
Guillermo's great.
He is the Associate Director of Educational Talent Search, but was also my professor for ACAD during Bengal Bridge.
Oh, awesome.
Yes. And just for those of you who don't know, Bengal Bridge is a seven-week program in the summer for high school students have barely graduated, and that's to help them gain at least 10 college credits to at a very cheap price, like $65 per credit, to help them get ahead in college. So that's a great, and that was originally established by TRIO, so that's very cool.
Yeah, really neat. I was a tutor mentor myself with TRIO when I was in college.
Upward Bound.
Excellent program. Yeah, Upward Bound, and we had some Bridge students that we worked with, a great experience. And Idaho State itself centrally does some things that are really helpful, like the ACAD class that kind of teaches you college skills, make sure that you're familiar with the campus and the services that are offered. So another great opportunity for new freshmen to lay a foundation for success while they're here.
For sure.
And now Idaho State is kind of a family affair for you, right? Don't you have siblings that are also at school at the same time?
Yes, for sure. I have an older brother. He's 21, and he's a senior here at Idaho State. He's going into biomedical science, I think, and going to do a PhD. And then I have a younger sister. She's a freshman this year, and she's thinking about dental hygiene, but keeping her options open.
Yeah, she might end up in sociology.
Right. She's leaning more business.
Oh, yeah. How's her first few weeks been?
She loves it here. Definitely. She loves college.
Good. Well, Clara, thank you so much for coming on the show. I'll just say on a personal level, I've been so impressed with you the last few weeks as you've taken the helm of 1901 and are going to lead it this school year. I think it's going to be a great year and a year where we're doing everything kind of for the first time with exploring digital events and reaching people without the face-to-face and event contact that we're typically used to. So I couldn't be more excited for the work that you're going to do with the Alumni Association and the Student Alumni Association. You're a great example of the kind of student that everyone should be at ISU. Give us your best. Go Bengals.
Go Bengals.
Join us for Bengal Buzz on KISU-FM the first and third Mondays of each month at 7 p.m. during the academic school year. For more information or audio of this episode or others, visit KISU on the web at kisu.org.